today's Rafutna's yard site.
You are listening to BezDesTorah.com.
Okay, something that my Shver heard from him. I also go into the Machlokes places and the Gra in as far as Manim, as far as how you do, you know, when do you have to start keeping Shabbos, right? We'll see how that works out. I'm just waiting for Pesach to bring the Gemara. So basic starts out, it says, oh, Shka. No, that's fine. One time, before we had liquor stores in Far Rockaway, so we used to go to the east side to get wine for Purim. So we went Friday, and Rav Moshe Feinstein was giving a shir klali. And it's interesting to see the people who went to that shir klali, Gadol HaDor. So I remember that the sugi was doing, and he opened up a Rambam, Tumas Oichlin really. And he's reading it, all of a sudden he looks at the top, and he realizes he's on the wrong daf, but he was saying go pal pen. Right? So I only need the Gemara, so it should look good. Anyway, what basically is like this. You have what's called Bein HaShmashos. Let's go through the background, then we'll understand. In other words, there's something called day, and there's something called night. Right? We have day, and we have night. Bein HaShmashos is what we'd call twilight, whatever you want to call it. It's big machlokes what Bein HaShmashos, the word itself, Bein HaShmashos means. We'll see, according to the Maral, it means because the Shemesh is like the king of the day, he runs the day. So the Shemesh is what rules the day, that's what we say. And therefore, that's why Taka, you see, for instance, Aloysa Shacha. We know Aloysa Shacha is the morning. It's still dark outside, so a little rays. The answer is you see a few rays coming from, like if you put a flashlight here, you don't see the ball of light yet, but you see some of the rays. So in Yerushalmi, there's a lot of people that when the Melech is coming to the city, before he comes to the city, everybody's like, oh, he's in the city. When he leaves, so even after he left, you still say, oh, he's still within range, right? So that's what Bein HaShmash is, between the Shemesh of Sunday and the Shemesh of Monday. The Goyen learns it means something else. It means between the one Shkiyas HaChama and the other Shkiyas HaChama, which we'll sort of mention over here. So anyway, what does it mean? So Bein HaShmash, as we know, means a suffix. You know, it's suffix if it's Monday, let's talk today, suffix is Sunday, suffix is Monday. Let's just make it practical. In other words, whenever Bein HaShmashos is tonight, a child that's born, right? So you don't know when he was born. Was he born Sunday? Was he born Monday? If you do his bris Sunday, it might be too early because maybe he was born on Monday, right? And therefore, the eighth day is Monday. So therefore, we do Monday, okay? But the big nafka mina would be, let's say, Friday afternoon, same time the child is born. If it's Friday, it might be too early. If it's Shabbos, it might be Friday, and you can't be Machal Shabbos, you do it Sunday. Right? So that's the nafka mina, one with a practical nafka mina. So the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara tells us the length of time is really a machloikis. Right now we don't have to go into that, right? Who holds of what. But there's a machloikis. The basically is, the Gemara says that Bein HaShmashos is 3/4 of a mil. The length of time is 3/4 of a mil. Now, what is a mil? That's all who share by itself, it's not negair. But if you say, let's say a mil is what we call 18 minutes, right? 18 minute matzahs. What's 18 minute matzahs? You don't leave alone the matzahs alone for the time that it can become chametz. How long can it become chametz? A sheer mil. What's a sheer mil? 18 minutes. So therefore, the machmir, no, the ashitas, it could be more. The goyin could hold it. Maybe it's 24, maybe it's 22 and a half, I mean, whatever, based on some Rambams. So over here, the Gabe Bein HaShmashos, the Gemara says it's 3/4 of a mil. But that's the amount of time. It's machlokes, two thirds, three quarters. Right now we're not going. That's not our asik right now. We're not going into that. Where I said the trade tilsim mills is the dibber maskel tosis. He's actually going on a mandamer, three quarters of a mil. So three quarters of a mil. So if you figure out a mil is eight right where from the old school, we could still do math without a calculator. If you divide 18 into 4, you basically get 4.5 minutes. 3 times 4.5 is 12, right? And 1.5 is 13.5 minutes. So about, in other words, it's about a quarter of an hour, a little less than a quarter of an hour. If you've ever heard of Shmuel Salant, Taka used to, they say that 13.5 minutes after Shkia and Yerushalayim, what he did in Malacha. There's not too many Jews that do that. But he held, Mamish like the Goyen, and 13.5 minutes after, okay. So that's one Gemara, right? Let's do the Gemara over here. Let's just read it to answer. The Brisa is Tana Rabbanan and Lamedal on the base. Tana Rabbanan, Benish Moshus, Suffolk, Yerim Suffolk Lightman. So Suffolk, if it's from Sunday, it's a Suffolk of Monday, right? It could be the whole thing is Sunday, it could be the whole thing is Monday, it could be partial. There's a Sheikas Rashi we spoke about last year that sounds like it changes every night, but we're not doing that. And then the Gemara says, and you make Chumras, whatever, we're not going to go to the Gemara's Tzir, it's Negeo more Tumen Taira, but let's say this child that's born. But whatever it is, the Gemara says it's the Bryce, I'm sorry, says it's a certain time, and according to Allah, it comes out 3/4 of a mil. Okay? All right. In other words, if Shkia is 6 o'clock, right? So 6 o'clock is till 6, 13 and a half, let's call it, 6, that's about 6:15. A child that's born in that period of time is suffic when his birth is, and therefore, like we said, your machmer to do it maybe on the ninth day. Okay, that's the Gemara. So Tisus and all the Rishonim, this is basically the crux of the problem, is a Gemara in Pesachim. Right? We'll start with a Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara is on Tzadik Dalet, and we're just going to do part of it. The Gemara says like this. Excuse me. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Shisa Alpha Parser Heva Alma. The world is 6,000 parses, right? So that's a measurement, right? 6,000 parses, which is 4 mil each parser, so 24,000 mil. A mil, basically, what they call it in European.
Kilometer?
Okay. No, not a kilometer. The mile. They call it a
meter.
No, a meter or kilometer. It's called a kilometer, right? 1,000 meters, right? Kilometers. It's about 6/10 of a mile, right? From that's around all this, right? That's what comes out. All right, whatever. You're measuring how long the sun travels. Remember, as far as we see, the sun is moving. That's what I see, right? That's what we all see. Right, and the Gemara Taka discusses it later on. Really, the Earth goes could be the Earth goes around the Sun, not the Sun goes around the Earth. And the Gemara calls what's called the Sumcha Derikia. Sumcha Derikia means, if you take it very pushy, here's the Earth, where it's flat, obviously. Right, that's how we see too. And this is what's called Sumcha Derikia. Sumcha Derikia means the sun sets, the thickness of the Rikia. And then it disappears completely. In other words, while it's here, you see some light, and then it disappears either underneath or goes back this way. It doesn't really matter now. What it means is, like the morale says, say this or bria. We don't know. But as far as we see it, you have the world. It goes down somewhere, right? And the Sumcha Derikia, so that's what the Gemara goes into. How big is the Sumcha Derikia, right? So, without going into the Shaka Vataria, what it comes out in the Gemara, right? And then there's different gesos. What comes out as far as is that it's 4 mil. 4 mil. It takes it that from the time it sets, right? What we call sunset, till it totally disappears, right? Which is called Tzeis HaKochavim. That's 4 mil. Now, everybody knows 4 mil. If you say a mil is 18 minutes, so 18 times 4 is 72. You've all heard of something called 72, and we'll see how that goes. But that's what the Gemara says over here. So Taisus, every Rishon asks a steer in the two Gemaras, right? Let's just read the words. Koshol Rabbeinu Tam. So over here it says, Mishkiyas Hacham Atzeis Kachovim Arba Milin. It's 4 million. Okay? That means if Shkiyas 6 o'clock, Atzeis Kachovim is 7:12. Okay? It's 7:12. So Koshol Rabbeinu Tam. The Besayf B'mem Adlikin Amar Ezu B'na Shmosh. What's called B'na Shmosh? Mishatishka Chama Kolz Mash B'nei Mazach. And the Gemara says what it means, 3/4 mil. And over here it says 4 mil. So there's a big discrepancy of almost an hour. 3 1/4 mil. Now, Taisus in Shabbos adds in a few words. This same Kasha, Taisus says like this. Lamed Hay. It says like this. The Gemara here says 3/4 mil on Shabbos. And in Rabbi Yehuda Gufa, says in Sachim that it's 4 mil till Tzeisa Kochav. So what's the stira exactly? Because Ben Hashmashas, what happens after Ben Hashmashas? What happens?
So
it becomes Laila. And the Gemara over there says it takes 4 mil till when? Till Tzeis. So who says Tzeis and Laila are the same? Well, so Tosis adds that. But in other words, if you just hear the question, all right, 3/4 mil after, let's call it 6 o'clock, becomes Monday, right? And then 3 1/4 mil later is what's called Tzeis HaKochavim.
What relevance is that?
What?
If I was before, then we'll get
what. Okay, good, right. That's a good point. What relevance? The mayor is asking. If that's true, and we're answering the stira somehow, what is Tzeis Kochavim? If Laila is Laila, what's Tzeis Kochavim? Okay, so good. So that, but Taisus adds those words. But Tzeis Kochavim Laila, because we learned the Gemara in Pesachim, right? That the Gemara says over there, V'anachnu oisim, by when they're building the Beis HaMikdash, and by Sheini, V'anachnu oisim b'malacha b'yayim, and the Mishra b'Laila. And it says over there, Tzeis Kochavim. So that's the steer. Okay, you had a steer, that's the steer. So it says Chavim is Laila. Okay. So therefore, it's a steer between the two Gemaras. And so Memela, because of this Kasha, we have all the Shitas. What's that? Rabbeinu Tam, because of this Gemara, says it's two different things. Rabbeinu Tam says there's two Shkias. Right? There's two Shkias. There's the first Shkia, which Friday, last Friday, was 427, 430 around, 430. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you know, I'm not going into physically what it is, but it's going down a little. That is Shkia Rishayna. That's Shkia Sachama. Then 3 1/4 mil later, right, that's called Shkia Shnia, and that's called Tishka Chama, completely set, and you still have 3/4 mil of Bein Hashmashas. So let's make a cheshbon so we understand. In other words, 4:30, 58 and a half minutes later will be what time? 5:28 and a half. That means let's call it about 5:30, right? That means to be machmir, obviously, but until almost 5:30, you could have done malacha Erev Shabbos, and most of our great 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 grandparents probably did that. Some of us, even the grandparents, did that, right? Some even were here in America when the Samarov did that. That was the Paschal Nakrabena Tam. The first Shkia is still daytime. That means a child that's born 5 o'clock was born 5 o'clock. Friday. When do you do his bris milah? Next Friday, right? You can still do malacha. A child that's born Shabbos, 5 o'clock, you do his bris on Shabbos. It's still daytime. Then at 5:30, 5:28 and a half, for another 13 and a half minutes, that's called Bein HaShemashes. So that means even though you would have thought 3 quarters after 4:30, you could do Malacha. No, according to Rabbi Natan, meaning Matzah Shabbos, you could do it Friday, but you can't do Matzah Shabbos till 13 and a half minutes later, which is 5:42, right? 13 and a half to, let me the count. So it's 5, about a quarter to 6 is Shabbos is over. That's Rabbi Natan. Now you can ask the same question. Go ahead. What do you need the first key? So that's why you have to learn big Taisus. These are small Taisus. So Taisus in Menaches and Taisus in Zvachim, big Taisus, take up most of the blot, come out no Gemara. I mean, there is Gemara with me. And that's what Taisus says. So first we'll if you ever go to Williamsburg, right? And you see that certain times they're davening, and you know, you say, they're davening after Shkia. So they're not. There's no place, I mean, unless they are, they will not daven, let's say now, 6-7 o'clock mincha. There's no such thing. They will daven till about 5:30. Rabbi Reuben, I'm not sure what, anybody know what Rabbi Reuben, they daven?
You are listening to benstorah.com.
Meaning what time? Minute before Shkia, like 4:29 or whatever. Right. And Rabbi Katz?
10 minutes later.
10 minutes later. I think Rabbi Reuben years ago did much later. Am I correct? But in other words, if you go, you'll walk into many times, and I'm in Williamsburg, so after the chop, I go to a certain shul right near the places. And for me, it's already, you know, I could daven ma'ariv, and they're davening mincha. They're not being lax in halacha. They're going with the second Shkia. The problem is, and we're going to leave this a problem right now. The problem is, Rabbi Natan says, what do we care about first Shkia? Because if you look at the Gemara in Pesachim, the Gemara says that you can't bring the Karban Pesach at Shkia Sachama, not Tishka Cham, which means till 4:30. That in Pesachim, the Gemara says, Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama. Shenemar, the Gemara brings Pesachim. So the question is, what? Of course, it's the din is all avodas ayoyim in the karbonis was during the day. So that's what Taisa says, yes. But as far as spritzing the blood, once it's shkia rishon, you can't do it anymore. Pasul's the carving. So that's the big taina. What, 1 second? That means till when can you bring the talmid shoben arbayim? Till 4:30. So how are you davening at 5:15? So there's an answer. Before the Chassidim came around, they asked this question. But they have answers to it. But that's just to understand the problem. So again, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the practical nafkamina is karbonis. And maybe tefilas mincha. I thought Rabbi Yishrayim will argue on this. But the Chassidim have who to rely on. That's for sure. Right? So the Chassidim, many people did. We don't do it. But that's the... So again, Shkia Rishayna is 4:30. Right? From there till Seisa Kochavim is 4 mil. And therefore, the real Shkia is Tishka Chama, which 3 1/4 mil, right? Everybody got to get the math. It's pretty simple. 3 1/4 mil. I give, not specific this year, but whenever I learn this, I've been doing it probably the last 40 years. As you go, you could probably tell me every 2-3 years, and you say this year, they less and less understand it because they can't figure out the mathematics. It's just not so. If you don't have in front of you the calculator, the computer, it just doesn't register by them, right? In fact, I wasn't aware of until recently. I wrote to a boy something. He says, Rabbi, I can't read script. I said, what do you mean you can't read script? You knew this?
Yeah.
They don't. That's unbelievable. They don't learn script because I guess everything is printed out. Right. Exactly.
They learn how to misspell when you.
Don't get me going about spelling. Shlomo and I went to a good school, I think it was. But when I see when they write, why do you want to go to Shalyashu? I before E is already forget, you know, that my friends, F-R-E-I-N-D, you know, and these type of things. I mean, the misspelling, they don't even know what they only hear the words, they don't read the words. So they only pronounce it the way it sounds, not the way it's written. It's okay, but anyway, hopefully we're all, so we understand that. So the practical nafkamina is two shkias, right? It's a gabe dam neskav shkias achama. The Goyen argues, he says it can't be, that's not the mitzvah. Go out 5:30, it's dark. I could just say it's still daytime, right? This negeh Chanukah, this negeh many things, which we're not going into. Therefore, the Goyen says, no. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, how long is Bein HaShemashos? 3/4 of an hour. That means 3/4 of a mil. I mean, 13, about 1/4 of an hour. That means you could do Malacha till 5:20 something, right? Almost 5:30. And then for 15, then it's a suffix. If you do it, you're not chayav a carbon. Matzei Shabbos, you can't do it because maybe it's still Shabbos. That's all. It's again 3/4 of a mil, like the Gemara says. The Goyen argues, and says it can't be, the Metzias can't be where I walk out. So they go into different shitas, maybe Rabbein Tam lived there, some, which is a problem. And maybe it's all about Bavel, which the Metzias says, so people have written so many books about, but we're not going to get to, we're just going to get to what it says. Are you reconciled with the Metzias? That's a different thing. The Goyen says, no, 4:30, 4:20, Shkia. 3/4 of a mil later is Tzeisa Kachavim. 3/4 of a mil, the Gemara says, 4 mil later, says kola kochav, all the kochav go out. Of what difference is it? Good question. The Goyen says to learn a Gemara brachas daf beis. He learns a new pshat in the Gemara that when can tvul yom, somebody goes to the mikvah, when can he eat truma? That's the nafkamina. But according to the Goyen, it's not negaya us at all. Says kola kochavim, 4:30 is shkia. According to the Goyen, you can't do malacha 4:30. Shabbos afternoon 4:45, you can already do malacha b'chula, b'chula. Of course, then there are shitas, it depends where you live, it's closer to the equator, further to the equator, but this is the basic shita. Therefore, being that it's a machloikis, the Goyen and Tosfos, we're machmen, that's what you call 72 minutes, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam didn't say you have to wait 72 minutes, you have to wait 72 minutes after first shkia. But there's no such thing as, according to the Goyen, let's say Matzah Shabbos, right? That's what's the Geyer, right? Those places, yeshiva, we wait 72 minutes. So what does it mean? 4:30 is Shkia, right? So 3/4 of a later, according to the Goyen, you could do Malacha. 4:45, you could do Malacha. Rabbeinu Tam says that. Rabbeinu Tam says 5:45. So we wait till 5:45. Therefore, that's what's called 72 minutes. We have a Melo, like a big, good. If it ever comes up with a baby that's born a minute, 2 minutes, you have to ask a Shiloh. But basically, and just understanding the basics, a child to us, a child that's born from 4:30 till 5:45, we're not sure if he was born Friday, if he's born Shabbos, and therefore we wait till Sunday. But basically, of course, if it comes up Lamaisa, you have to ask some a Makel, if it's a minute, 2 minutes, even more maybe, but that's, we're not going to Allah. That's the basic thing. Okay, now, you have there was a big Goyen. He was not a Talmud of the Gro. He never saw him. He was a Talmud of the Talmud. It's called the Pesh Lishi from the Gro. Reb Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. Yitzchak Isaac Chaver was a big Goyen in Nigla and Nister. He wrote many Svarim of Kabbalah, but he wrote Svarim also in Lumdis. And one of his Svarim is called Seder Hazmanim. What is Seder Hazmanim? Seder Hazmanim is about basically this question. And he's, and now, besides the Rabbeinu Tam and the Gro, then there's the Arayim, that's 3/4 before, different shitas, but it's the two basic shitas. He says he doesn't understand the stira. What's the stira in the two Gemaras? There's no stira. He says like this, tonight 4:30 is Shkia. Bein HaShemashos is 3/4 of a mil. What does it mean, 3/4 of a mil? You don't know if it's Sunday or it's Monday. He says, however, after 3/4 of a mil, what happens? It becomes Monday, but it's still daytime till 5:45. That's, he says, it's two different things. There's the day changes, right? And then who says the day starts with night? That's his question. Who says the day starts with night? Now, of course, you'll tell me, oh, so you could do a, according to him, you could do a bris mila, you know, but he says, no, it depends. When the Torah says the eighth day, that's something else. When the Torah talks about day night, who says the oifen of a day starts with night? Where does it say that? By he Erev Vayikra, he says not a raya. Erev just means, what does Erev mean? Hello? What? Yeah, what is evening? Evening means one thing. It's the sun's in the west. That's all it means. Myrit. Mizra, Zurichas, Shemesh means it's the east. That's all it means. That the sun sets. He says, okay, the sun sets. Now, 3/4 mil later is Monday. It's going to be Monday. But it's still daytime. So if you have dinim of day, you could do those dinim of day. That's what he says. And Rabbi Zalman brings him page after page, and he says, it sounds strange. It sounds weird. It sounds, he's even smiling, but that's what it is. What's wrong with this job? Right? This guy's a chavri. You can't argue with him. Right? I mean, you could argue if you have a raya. But that's his tiny. He says, who says a day starts with? Of course, he says, the Gabe Lulav, where it says, it goes into different chalukim, but it doesn't mean you could take a lulav at night. It means this, when the Torah specifies a certain day on the calendar day, it means that he has rayas to that. But he says, but when you talk about when it's called, first day of Pesach, you have to take a lulav, every sukkah, you have to take a lulav. Avada, let's say, was, what was it this year, Monday, right? No. When was the first day this year? Well, I know Yom Kippur was Monday. That I remember very well. Shabbos. Yeah, Shabbos. Okay. So, okay, you would have taken on Shabbos, right? It became Shabbos already for whatever it was then, 7 o'clock, let's say, but it was still the day. But you can't take because B'yayim means on the day of, during the day. It goes into why it has a chuk. But he says as far as the changing of the day, of how the Torah of the world was created, it changes by first shkia, no first by the shkia, but it doesn't. But it's still daytime. So that's the question. Rabbi Salama goes, and he can't slug him up. So Hutna said, "I'm married to Gavart to Mamashia's Kakash on him." So we'll see what it is. It says like this. Another Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says, "Ain't sarfin kachin belaila. Ain't sarfin kachin beyamtiv." I'm sorry. Ain't sarfin kachin beyamtiv. Meaning that the din is that if you have a carbon, it becomes carbon pesach by pushing, and you left it over, it became nicer. So you don't burn it on yamtiv. You burn it after yamtiv. Now the Gemara brings sukkim to that. As far as whatever ain't as becholos of essay. Gemara, let's go with the pasuk. Right, we're going to go because that's what's in the gear right now. Gemara brings a pasuk. Veloisa siru memeno ad boiker, va'anoisa memeno ad boiker, she'ein talmud loyma ad boiker, ma talmud loyma ad boiker. You remember this Gemara Yeshia in Shabbos? You don't daf yomi, right? In Shabbos, Gemara brings it too, twice in Shabbos. Because of liten lo boiker she'enes refosim. You don't burn it the morning of the 15th, you burn it the morning of the 16th. What does that tell you? From here we learn out halacha, that's the Gemara in the Chof Dalet. On Kuf Lamed Gimel, the Gemara brings it, that you can't do a bris milah shel bizman on Yom Tov either. Why? Because you learn out from here that a mitzvah that you could do tomorrow, it doesn't push you off Yom Tov. Right? It's not only a din in Sreifas Kachim, it's a din that, and this is important to understand, it's a din that you can't do, let's say bris milah. Bris milah is a malacha. We know it's daich Shabbos. We know it's daich Yom Tov. But shaloi bezmano, if it's past the eighth day, you can't do it on Shabbos. You can't do it on Yom Tov. So Gemara says, why not? Mele Shabbos, the Gemara doesn't say it, I'm saying it. The Gemara, Mele Shabbos could say, okay, Shabbos is lav shebakareis and so forth. But on Yom Tov, it's a loy saseh. So Gemara goes into maybe to Lois of Esa, not maybe, according to Amanda Menach's answer. But according to this Amanda Amar, since you can't burn Kachim on Yom Tov, what you learn out of Svara from there. What's the Svara? That you don't say Esa, the Gemara in Pesachim, Teidal, the Gemara Taka says, let the Esa of Sreifas Kachim burn the Deichet Olav of Yom Tov. It's Esa Dechalais. The Gemara says, no, you have this Pasuk. So Taisus explains over here, Taisus and Yavam, over here means that we're learning Yavamas. But Taisus and Yavamas explains, because a mitzvah that you could do tomorrow, you don't say Esa Decholoisa. Even though Chaviva, the Rishon, speak out over here, even though Chaviva mitzvah Beshraita, Zviza Makdimen, it's better to do mitzvah early, but you could do tomorrow, don't do it by pushing off Yom. That's what you learn up in this class. Frek Taisus Akasha, Taisus asks Akasha like this. He says, "In Taimar, If it meant, let's say Pesach was on a Monday, so you don't burn it on Monday, right? Monday, Sunday night, you're supposed to eat the Korban Pesach. You left part of it nicer. You think you burn it Monday. No, you burn it Tuesday. The fact is, what's the Gemara's drasha? Burn it Boiker Sheni. Right? You should burn it Boiker Sheni. That means Tuesday you'll burn it. The morning of the 16th. If it's a din and not burning on Yom Tov, meaning it doesn't push Yom Tov away, so because burning below Matzah Shabbos, maybe Matzah Yom Tov, right? Nami ain't sorfoy, right? You don't burn it. Why do you burn it in the morning? Burn it at night. Burn it at night. In other words, if it's a din, I can't push away Yom Tov because it is of Yom Tov. So when's Yom Tov over? Matzah Yom Tov. So burn it at night of Yom Tov. That's Tosfos's kasha. Burn it at Matzah Yom Tov. What?
Early.
Yeah, burn it early. Yeah, then you don't have a raya. And yet the Torah says, no, burn in the morning. So it's a special exercise of kasha. What does it got to do with Mila? What does it got to do with learning Ein Tzreifas Kachim? We're learning our Ein Tzreifas Kachim, the Yom Tov. It's not a din in Ein Tzreifas that you can't burn it on Yom Tov, but you can't burn it on Matzah Yom Tov either. It's a special din that you need by Kasheni. That's Tzreifas Kasha. The Ein Tzreifas Kachim will listen by Kasheni. Therefore, you can't learn after Mila. That's Tzreifas Kasha. That's what this is. Yesh Leimar. Shtickel gave it away before. Hod the Ein Tzreifas Belaila. What we don't do with Matzah is because this is not a din in Kachim. That you don't burn Kachim Belaila. The Gemara learns that the Yom at the Tzreifas, but you have to Tzreifas Belaila. Therefore, when's the first time you can really burn it? Tomorrow morning. So tomorrow morning, the reason you burn it is not because of Gzeres Kosov of Boiker. Really, it's because Ein Tzreifas and Kachim B'Yomtiv, right? When's Matzah Yomtiv? Matzah Yomtiv. Burn it then. Ein Tzreifas and Kachim B'Layla. But 1 second. Yeah. According to Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, you could burn it Matzah Yomtiv because it's still day. It's still day. No. Before you know, Tosfos Raya is before you know Boiker. What's the Raya that Ein Tzreifas and Kachim B'Yomtiv? Maybe it's a Gzeres Kosov Boiker. Right? That's a bad. That's called Boiker. But what's the Raya that Ein Tzreifas Kachim B'Yomtiv? Burn a Matzah Yomtiv. Are you going to tell me like Tosfos, but it's Laila? According to Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, it's not Laila. It's day. It's the day of Tuesday, not the day of Monday, but it's a day. Oh, so this is, he said this over, this Rabbi Anderson told me. So he said this over to Rabbi Zalman, who brings this Rabbi Yitzchak Chaver as Rafal Panuchas Krishma. Rabbi Zalman was very nishtoymet from the Raya. He was very taken aback. So he says, maybe there's a different pshat in the Rishayim. So he looked up every Rishon to answer to his kasha. Not one Rishon said a different teretz. He says, so that's the only teretz we have. If that's the only teretz we have, it's muchach from this Gemara. In other words, it's not just the Tosfos, it's a Gemara. Because what's the pshat in the Gemara? Tosfos kasha is pshat in the Gemara. That's Tamil. I was once, there was a certain, we were by mitzvah, we talk about also many, many years ago, and my shren, Reb Nissen Alpert, anybody remember Reb Nissen Alpert, was sitting there by somebody's bar mitzvah, and Sir Machanuch was saying that in his yeshiva, they don't learn Rash Tosfos at all. Right, great. They don't learn Tosfos at all. He said, why? Reb Yankov held that you shouldn't give a kid too much to think. You give him, all right, whatever. So he said, this Rebbe learned the first part, Kedushin 40 blot, not one Tosfos. So my shvah said, not one Tosfos. Not just pshat. He says, I understand. No one was machaven to Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't just ask kashas from pshas. Tosfos sometimes asks the kasha from pshat. It's a pshat in the Gemara. The kid should ask it. The kid should have asked it. So he told me, obviously he didn't teach the Gemara good. The kid should have asked it. So Nissen Alpert was listening to the whole, Machlokes there with the Manal, with this and that. And he said, I don't know. When I went to Rav Moshe Feinstein when I was 12 years old, he said, we sat there. Rav Moshe said, four kashas, six nesivuses, four kashas. We got it. I don't know. We learned how to learn a Gemara, leaning to. That's what happened. I don't remember in my day either. They didn't teach us Shlomo, right? so much how to read the Gemara. They threw at us a lot of Mepharshim. I don't know, forced us to do something. I don't know, but it's a different door, okay? You got to do what you have to do, Flame. So in other words, in Taisvis, what do we see over here? In Taisvis, we see over here that that's Shanda Gemara. Where do you see Ein Sof and Kach and Beyontif? Maybe it's a din in Baikah Shani. So the answer is because you can't burn a Matzah Yomtif because Ein Sof Kach and Belaila. So you see, must be Laila. That's a good thing. It's a very Shani, right?
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.